Hello and welcome to the Rufus Project mini-episode, your geek and pop culture guide to whatever we're finding interesting at the time. I'm your host Trevor Holland and you will soon be hearing from my co-host and king of cult cinema in Brisbane, Christian Fletcher. But what do we have in store for you on this little tasty treat-sized episode of the podcast? Well, it's been quite a busy fortnight in regards to geek news, so the news section is back. Christian is also getting ready for Halloween by having a look at movie adaptations from the King of the Horror novel, Stephen King. Yeah, that works. And of course we have all the details of Christian's upcoming events and a bit of information about our next redeeming features movie. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. And now the news. Our good friends at Dallas Buyers Club Incorporated, there was some hope that everything was over, but of course not. Did anyone seriously think these guys would give up trying to send out their speculative invoicing letters to Australians? Well, they've come back with a suggestion for the Australian courts to ponder. Instead of getting the full 4,000 odd individual IP address holders to send letters out to, and paying a $600,000 bond to the Australian courts in order to get them, they said, hey, can we just do a trial of the letters with about 10% of these addresses? And, you know, also just pay 10% of that bond. You know, that $60,000? That'd be great. Yeah. They still want to send out the exact same letter that was rejected by the court. So they definitely want to push through and carry through with their nefarious plans. In news that will never in any way relate to copyright infringement cases, Australia's data retention law is now in effect. Hooray for progress. And it has come out that a significant portion of the internet providers who had to submit their plans on how they were going to administer data retention before the deadline haven't even got a reply from the government as to whether or not their plans are actually meeting what is required. And funnily enough, that also relates directly to whether they get funding from the government to help implement the plan. It's going well already. Woohoo! And funny enough, within 24 hours, there was a wide range of articles on the internet basically saying, here's how you avoid data retention, here's a guide to VPNs, have at it, just to prove how useless this legislation really is going to be. I'm just hoping that the VPN providers out there who are going to see a big increase in sales from Australia send the Australian government a thank you card, or maybe a box of chocolates or something in appreciation. Show your appreciation, guys. The Australian government is sending you more business. In much cooler news, regular listeners will be aware that I'm quite the fan of Fallout and looking forward to Fallout 4! Ooh, yeah. Well, over the past week, a live-action trailer was released supporting Fallout 4. It's quite a fun little watch, not a lot of action, but man, does it get the Fallout feel. Also, Bethesda has announced that people who have Fallout on the PS4, who also own a PS Vita, they're making sure that the remote play controls on the Vita work well with their game. As someone who does have a PlayStation Vita, I really appreciate that because it means I can keep playing Fallout when the rest of the family wants the big TV. Haha, I will be a terrible dad once this game releases, but I don't care! And that's news. Fallout 4. Squee! Oh, and some little indie movie called Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens kind of released a trailer as well. But hey, yeah, I'm gonna squee over that too. Star Wars Episode 7! Squee!
Last month we celebrated the birthday of Stephen King. We've got Halloween fast approaching. thought, why not speak about something a little bit different for Halloween movies this year, the films of Stephen King. Having just recently completed the book, The Films of Stephen King, by the author Anne Lloyd, I thought the concept is still very fresh in my mind, and I'd love to talk about some of my favourites, and I'm interested to see what some other people's favourites are too. There's no denying The Shining from 1980. It probably is the most iconic Stephen King adaptation, but it's also the one that changes the story the most, and one that Stephen King was actually unhappy with. He did go back in the mid-90s, I think it was 1998, and refilm a miniseries. However, it never still reached the intensity or creepiness of Stanley Kubrick's 1980 original. You know the one I mean, the one with Jack Nicholson coming through the wall with the axe and he is Johnny. It has so many iconic parts, and interesting to see that a lot of it was actually added in stuff that King didn't actually have in his original novel. I've always thought of Carrie from 1976 as being the one that Stephen King enjoyed the most, but having read this book, I see that every time a new adaptation came out, he'd always say that was his favourite. So I don't think Carrie necessarily is his favourite adaptation anymore, but it definitely ranks up there as one of the best. Carrie is definitely in my top 10 favourite movies, and I really love the way that Brian De Palma has adapted it from its sort of news story headline type writing in the original book and made it a lot more of a Hollywood horror film. So actually, thrill is probably more the word. I definitely recommend a double feature of Carrie and The Shining, two of the best of his adaptations. And hey, you can't forget Misery from 1990, starring Kathy Bates in that Academy Award winning role as Annie Wilkes, the crazed fan. Stephen King said he wrote this after an interaction with a fan where, you know, they pretty much said they were his number one fan. It gave him this idea of a fan going quite crazy and keeping the author captive, making him continue the stories and the character which he'd killed off in a previous book. I definitely think this, with The Shining and Carrie, are the three best adaptations of Stephen King's works, and possibly I think the three best Stephen King books that I have actually read. Looking at something a bit different, I definitely think for Halloween you've got Creepshow 1 and 2, whilst the first one is better. Hey, isn't it always? From 1984, you'll have the George A. Romero, Stephen King starring/written Creepshow, and harks back to the 50s sci-fi and anthology-type films, which has always inspired Stephen King since day one. In a book of his adaptations, I'm seeing so many things that are just standing out as absolute flops, things that were probably a critical and financial disaster. The three that I mentioned before, the three that I mentioned at the start would be the most iconic and probably the most financially rewarding, but, you know, it managed to, you know, these films managed to launch a lot of careers. You know, Drew Barrymore from Firestarter, I suppose Stephen King, you know, even though he said he doesn't enjoy actually being in his films, he does tend to make a few cameos. But then there's other notable films like Pet Sematary, you know, not a lot of people that love The Langoliers. You've also got the recent TV show Under the Dome, which is an adaptation of a Stephen King work. So you're also seeing how a lot of times he was bringing horror to suburbia and not necessarily going the route of a monster or, you know, a crazed maniac with an axe. Happy Halloween. I hope to kick back with Carrie and The Shining on Halloween. Which ones are you going to watch? My Halloween program continues on Thursday the 29th of October with a Halloween triple treat. We've got two recently made shorts from America, followed by the 1987 trash slasher Killer Workout. Can you think of anything better than a serial killer loose at a tanning salon? Head along to the Globe, tickets are $10 from 6:30 p.m. Head to New Farm Cinemas on the actual Halloween night, 31st of October, for Eli Roth's latest film, The Green Inferno. This special late-night screening at 10 o'clock is selling fast. Head to newfarmcinemas.com.au for more details about that. If David Bowie is more your kind of thing, we've got a screening of the 1986 cult classic Labyrinth on Sunday the 8th of November, followed by an hour and a half of your favourite Bowie music videos, live footage and rare clips on the big screen. And hey, it's only $10. See you there. For a little bit more horror, we've got Evil Dead, Sam Raimi's original zombie classic from 1981, at New Globe Theatre on Friday the 13th of November. This kicks off at 6:30 p.m, so it's a perfect way to start this ghoulish night of the year. With my birthday approaching next month, head to New Globe Theatre on the 21st of November as it's turned into the ultimate 70s party, with music videos, live performances, dance floor, soul train competition, disco dancing and more. Dress up and be prepared to go back to 1979. Roaring Twenties Cinema is off to a great start and continues fortnightly at Paddington Hall. So head along on the 30th of October for our Halloween special and continues fortnightly from there. For details about this and other upcoming events, head to www.christianfletcher.com. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to The Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together, and we would love to hear from you. We are super easy to contact. You can find The Rufus Project on Twitter and Facebook. You can send us an email to therufusproject@gmail.com, or you can head to our homepage, therufusproject.podomatic.com, and leave a comment below this very episode. And we would love to hear your comments, your requests, your feedback, your suggestions. Let us know. We would love to hear from you. You may even have some thoughts on our very next Redeeming Features cast movie. That's right, we are visiting that most terrifying of theme parks, Jurassic Park, with 2001's sequel, Jurassic Park 3. Here's a little taste of what we've subjected ourselves to.
I have a proposition I'd like to discuss with you. I've chartered an airplane to fly us over Isla Sorna, and we'd like you to be our guide. We'd love to make a contribution to your research here.
It could almost be paradise.
I got it, forgotten.
We have a landing strip up
ahead. You cannot land on this island.
Oh my God! Let's all die!
But in this forbidden place, where man has tampered with nature...
This is how you make dinosaurs?
This is how you play God.
Something unexpected has evolved.
They can talk to each other.
To a degree we never imagined.
On July 18th...
You probably won't get off this island alive.
It's not just a walk in the park.
Okay, that's going to be one of the worst taglines in a trailer ever, but what did we think of the entire movie? Listen into next week's podcast to find out. If you want to check out some of our other stuff, we do have a YouTube channel where we periodically put up gameplay videos and the like. Always worth checking out. You can find The Rufus Project on YouTube for that. And we also have a shirt store, therufusproject.printup.com.au. Are you spotting a pattern with all these addresses? Please check that out. There is a range of original geeky designs that you may well like wearing. And the moral of this podcast is, if you make a big song and dance about keeping everyone's data for 2 years, people are going to find ways to stop you doing that. Think about it, government. Think about it. See you next time. Thinking about doing a feature based on that Star Wars Force Awakens trailer, but seriously, by the time this podcast hits the internet, every man and his dog, well, lucky it's the internet, let's say every man and his cat, will have done their own analysis and explanation as to why this person is that person's daughter, and this person is that person who is really this person, and that person... will make everything explode or something. Yep, there will be guides galore. I really don't think I needed to add my own little humble opinion. unless you want to hear it, in which case, let me know and I'll mock something up and make up some waffle. Waffle. Such a good word. Star Wars. The Force waffles.